Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way the female high school teacher smashed her students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one here is the probability of women in America finding the man that's not married, aged 18 to 50, not obese, earning six figures, and is at least 6'2". Don't forget to add good looking into the mix. Also, what if she only wants a white dude? It probably takes it down to 0.05% of men out there. And all the women out there are chasing that same guy. And 100% of them aren't looking for marriage. If you do the reverse and want a woman under 30 with no kids, no debt, and under 110 pounds, then that's only about 0.5% of women. Up next, Cooper here is looking for an even rarer man at 0.00015% of the male population. Or literally 1.5 men out of a million. And you just know that such a man's dream girl isn't going to be her, and he has optionality and she doesn't. At this rate, she's going to stay single for life. While she's chasing her unicorns, maybe she needs to share with everyone what she's bringing to the table, besides the used-up cooch. She thinks that she can get Tom Brady in his prime, and she's no supermodel. Number three, they say that money can't buy happiness, but it looks like money is buying it for billionaire Richard Branson. But he's smart and he's just renting instead of owning any of them. Plus, for the life of me, I've never seen anyone cry on a yacht before, unless maybe it was sinking. His wife also passed away recently, and it looks like he's just out having some fun after that. Unless, of course, they had an open relationship, which is typical in those circles. Moving on, when you look at that, the failure of Western civilization is all men's fault, because we gave women their rights. That women can't be held responsible and taking accountability for voting for insane policies. There's a way out of this without taking women's rights away, though. Sex bots and artificial wombs will give men the kids and companionship they crave while they reproduce women with sons and watch the female population shrink into oblivion. Number five, this is a self-hating tiny hat, an anti-Semite claiming to also be a Semite. This is also an NHS doctor in the UK. He/she was suspended for practicing, but only temporarily. There's also a higher probability of dying if you get treated by this person. Actually, it's a he, and he should be deported. At first, I thought this was the man boxer who wanted lady boxing in the Olympics. He/she is claiming that the tiny hats aren't actually Semites. That's the point. Up next, someone learned towel origami and left this one on this dude's towel rack. Now he can't wipe his hands or it proves that he's gay. If his wife sees this towel first, she's probably going to put it where the sun don't shine. And no, I'm not talking about the dryer. I just know that at least one of you is out there searching on YouTube how to fold penis-shaped origami so you can make somebody else laugh. I also want to know if there's a tutorial. I'm asking for a friend. Up next, Matt Barnes looks like he's part of a pig butchering scam. Now he's filing a lawsuit against an AI Instagram model who fooled him into sending her $61,000. I bet her real name is Gitarella, and not Zoe. He's not even a boomer. He's a millennial born in 1980. I'm in the wrong line of work, it seems. I need to find ways to get professional basketball players to send me that kind of money. I hope he hires an attorney and sends them a 50 grand cash retainer. He's worth over 10 million, so he'll be fine. Moving on, without using drugs and alcohol, what are some ways to escape reality? For me, it's listening to music, and if it's a good new song I've never heard before, I can actually get the feeling that's very similar to love. Sex is also one hell of a drug, as well as the dopamine from digital devices. Food was a drug I used to use to escape, but now I can hardly eat anything, and eating has become a chore for me. Some people say video games, and I agree, but they also make me stress out. Number 9, what do you think of this renovation to this 1930s house? I think it's terrible, people erasing its Tudor Revival architectural history. The warmth of all that brown brick and wood has been replaced by monotone madness. The paint also covers up the detail. One day I hope to own a home like the one in the before picture, in the Kingsway area of Toronto, if the Jeets haven't taken over the city by then. It's also a lot cheaper to rent and keep the money invested instead. Up next, the Big Mac indicator should be a legitimate indicator of America's decline. You could buy 6 Big Macs with a 1-hour wage back in 1980, but today with double the minimum wage, you can only buy one of them. Crazy how the economy went from grab a cheap meal to fight for your life in only one 40-year chart. This also forgets to mention that the size of the Big Mac has decreased quite substantially. I remember back in the day I used to buy a Big Mac combo and get an extra Big Mac with a free coupon in 1995. It was $4.50 Canadian for all that food. Number 11, if civil war comes between these four regions, which one would win? Easy. The South. They've got alligator moats, hillbillies, and are armed to the teeth in Appalachia. In reality, it would go down more like this, with all those blue zones being completely surrounded, and would surrender once the grocery store food was gone. They would eventually turn into red dots one way or another. The maps show the conservatives have landlocked their liberal opponents. Moving on, how would you feel if this was your waitress? At first I thought I'd feel safe around her, but then I realized that if I don't give her a tip, she's gonna whack me with her boomstick. This is at Shooters, the restaurant in Rifle, Colorado. It's a play on Hooters, obviously. This is also Lauren Bobard, and she owned the place from 2013 to 2022. And now she's a sexy congresswoman representing the 3rd District of Colorado. Why is this the first time I'm hearing of her? Number 13, did you know that only 30% of the population uses toilet paper? The rest either use the three seashells method, the bidet, or are Indians. To be honest though, I use a little bit of wet toilet paper near the end to make sure that I get everything, or I'm gonna itch like a mofo. But I definitely won't be using a hose or one of those things. Most people in North America don't even know what this is. Up next is Birmingham man raped multiple kids and was caught with hundreds of PDF file images. Yes, and this so-called Birmingham man is actually a Pakistani. Imagine if a white man living in India did this. They wouldn't say that an Indian man did this, but they would say that he was white. So why can't we say the same? We can't, of course, because that would be considered racist, don't you know? Then again, I'm probably wrong because Birmingham has become Pakistan already. Number 15, Jenna Jameson is smashed into the wall and now she's healed her health condition by chasing Jesus. She's baptized and sober. She's 48 and now has an autoimmune disease called Guillain-Barré syndrome, which leads to muscle weakness and paralysis. Sometimes you get it after being vaccinated. Nothing to see here. Keep moving on, folks. She will most likely recover, but there's no way she's going to reverse hitting that wall. That's permanent. Moving on, this man in Kenya with a fake medical license posed as a doctor. Yet somehow he still managed to successfully perform 8 complex surgeries with 0 mistakes. Somebody needs to give him a degree already, and maybe he just watched one too many episodes of ER to prepare for the surgeries, as well as watching YouTube videos. Does anyone remember the film where this fellow also performed successful surgeries, passed the bar exam, and faked his way into flying planes? Number 17, and speaking of pilots, more than 56% of them admitted to falling asleep. 29% of them had woken up to find the other pilot asleep as well. What would they ever do without autopilots? I'm really surprised there aren't more crashes after hearing this. Then again, they're probably just resting themselves for when they need to do the real work, which is typically takeoffs and landings. Maybe that's why some flights over Europe have 3 or more pilots. Up next, women still need big, brave men, but many of today's men are anything but. It's true, but maybe men would be more likely to be those things if women were slim, feminine, and fertile. But today's women are anything but that either. They're rude, fat, increasingly narcissistic, demanding, and controlling. The translation for this headline is that women want male utilities, they will do what they say. Also, women can't have it both ways. They say they want masculine men, but also say that masculinity is toxic. Number 19, here's the look you get when you disrespect the Chad, and he decides to date another girl instead. The girls that play hard to get aren't worth it because you want a woman that's going to want to jump your bones immediately. Otherwise, then she doesn't actually like you or is not turned on by you. Also, playing hard to get in this dating market won't work anymore, because other women are giving up sex on the first date for a man that they're trying to trick into giving them a commitment. Moving on, how did a generation raised on South Park become a bunch of easily offended snowflakes? I was watching it back in the late 90s when it first came out, and I'm Generation X. And it wasn't until about 10 to 15 years later that those actually who are easily offended come of age. It's the generation 5 to 10 years after South Park that are the easily offended ones. I'm blaming the liberal universities and soy for making everyone so easily upset. Number 21, apparently the Canadian Armed Forces are experiencing a notable rise in recruitment numbers. I don't necessarily believe this because the last article said they didn't have enough troops and were forcing government employees to go to boot camp. Here's the story from the same media outlet only 6 days before. They've lost all credibility. Then again, maybe it does make sense that recruitment is up, but turnover is pretty high. That would make sense. Up next, the study says that hearing your mom's voice is an instant stress relief. Not for me, it's often pure stress fuel. It's often like an interrogation and criticism surrounding everything I'm doing. Imagine being questioned to the point of anxiety and then being told what you need to do in your life. That's when you second-guess your own decisions. Also imagine having that while having a avoidant personality disorder where you can't handle people criticizing you. It's pure hell. Number 23, how would you caption this picture? How about middle-aged lesbian couple? Lesbian relationships are most likely to end in divorce and be violent. But seriously, I'll tell you this much. He doesn't have that typical pain in his eyes that men do when they're in relationships. So that makes me suspect that he's really dating Diplo and that she's just his beard. If they really are together, then Katie probably kissed a girl and liked it. Moving on, here's what happens to men who win arguments. They might have won the battle, but they lost the cooch war. I think we've all been there except for Trudeau, of course. There is no winning an argument against a woman because even when you win, you still lose. When this would happen to me, and she gave me the cold shoulder, I would enjoy a few days of peace and quiet, while she thought she was punishing me. So in the end, I still won. Number 25 and the last one, Mike Tyson's family asked him to start smoking ganja again, after he quit for 5 days. I guess that's what happens when you have horrible withdrawal symptoms. It can take up to 3 weeks to go through the full cycle of withdrawal. I remember when I completely quit sugar and carbs, the withdrawal was terrible for 3 weeks. The anxiety was so bad I thought I was going to die. They said the withdrawal was as bad as quitting heroin. I guess the green stuff mellowed out Iron Mike here. So that's it for another memes of the week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day and cheers.